RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wanted to play this. The boss man came in and said, hey, I think you should replay the mayor, Quint Lucas, when he was on the show. A lot of people out last week because of Christmas and all that stuff said you should play it again. You know, sometimes you got to listen to what the boss man says. So you guys remember a couple of weeks ago, right before the announcement, the mayor came on the show and was confident that they were not going to Kansas. Well, we obviously know how that story ended. Our conversation with the mayor started with, you were confident. What do you think happened? What do you think changed? What do you think led to the Chiefs moving across state line?
You know, I think, and I've heard some discussions on it coming from other sources and all that sort of stuff, which is that, you know, this negotiation with both states was going down to the wire. Late last week, you heard the Chiefs mention that too, that they were talking to us. We thought we were getting close on numbers. That's why, frankly, I have that confidence, because I was speaking as a man with the confidence of, I just talked to this person. But, of course, and something I knew the whole time, they were talking to Kansas as well. I think that on Monday morning, they were able to get some good things done. And as we heard, there was a whole lot of discussion about it over the weekend among the Hunt family. So that's how we got there. But I know we were, you know, pretty darn close with, I think, where our offer was.
Do you think that the Chiefs played Kansas against you? So it feels like in some ways, while the Chiefs were kind of dotting their I's and crossing the T's, they were just quite simply keeping the door open with Kansas City, Missouri, and Jackson County. Now that you think in hindsight, do you think that's the way this played itself out?
Somewhat, right? I mean, but I'm not going to be bitter about it.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm a grown-up. We knew all along the way that they were continuing to negotiate with Kansas. I would bump into different Kansas people talking about the competition ongoing. I think probably the more impressive part, y'all aren't about moral victories. I'm not either. But frankly, when you look at the amount of work, and people going to get on me for this, but, you know, the county executive, the former county executive, was recalled at the end of September. I remember I had a chat with the Chiefs, obviously, throughout this process, but around training camp last year, and I said, we're going to work our level best to make sure that we have, you know, a good offer and a good solution for you. And I think we were able to, with the new county executive, obviously the state of Missouri passed what it needed to. I think we got a lot together. So, look, we always knew there was a competition in terms of, are you getting played or are you not? Look, man, this is business and this is money. And that's why, you know, I'm getting a lot. I respect my haters who say either you fumbled this, that, or the other. Yeah, at the end of the day, I think this has to do with the deal terms that were created. I think this has to do with a lot more of these details and the money than it does has to do with who they like best in government or, you know, which place has the more attractive 435 and I-70.
Was Missouri ever going to be in a position where they could match all of the things that Kansas could offer?
You know, I had a good chat with Governor Laura Kelly of Kansas yesterday, and, you know, I won't divulge a full conversation, but something she said to me I don't think she would mind me sharing is she's like, at the end of the day, it's kind of impossible for a county or a city to fight a state. And, you know, we have tools. I know everybody in my mentions, you know, the tools that Kansas City can get up to are probably at tops a few $100 million. At least in terms of this development, because, of course, for us, the challenge was you were working with Arrowhead as it existed, not Arrowhead in the middle of a downtown or Arrowhead in the middle of a lot of development. And so, you know, I think getting us to north of $1.5 billion all in with state, county, and city was pretty darn good. Frankly, it was about to be, had we won, I mean, just think about this level of incentive they got. Had the Missouri side won, it actually also could have been the largest incentive in the history of the National Football League for a stadium. Kansas then adds on about $700 million to almost $1 billion more on top of that. And as you might have described, and I won't be too technical, you look at a Starbond district that is not just the stadium and, you know, the restaurant across the street. It is potentially, at least in a current rendering, all of Wyandotte County, half of Johnson County. And I think probably where our misperception was we thought that, you know, Kansas was going to create this very narrow remedy. Instead, they basically did the equivalent of a countywide sales tax. Of course, it just doesn't require a vote.
I saw someone break this down. I mean, this coverage area is 293 square miles. That's a large portion of Kansas. And the only reason why it doesn't include Overland Park as Leawood is because you can't do it twice if they potentially get the Royals. Almost everybody in Kansas is going to end up paying for this thing.
No, I mean, and that's the reality of it. And I think that, you know, a lot of the chat over all these years, and I've been in my back and forth with people on this station and beyond, but as it has been as if, right, star bonds are like just some magical tool that isn't really at its core the same thing we're debating right now on the plaza, the same thing we debate everywhere, which is these are tax breaks. And these are tax redirections that are going from what could go to services for a community and are going to the teams. Now, look, yeah, and y'all can be like, Q, why are you being so inconsistent? I absolutely was one who believed in a county sales tax to help support the Chiefs, still do. And I'm someone who was doing a whole lot of work to redirect a bunch of Kansas City taxes that had we won, were going to be in some ways painful. We're going to redirect the money that we were getting from Arrowhead today that otherwise, right, at the time was going to policing, to parks, to a lot of the other stuff. And so, you know, that's, that is what happened. I think that, my balance of it all was to say that I think there is a benefit to keeping the jobs, to all of that sort of stuff, but there's a real cost. And for Kansas City, just on the pure books of the cash transaction, the deal we were about to give away was probably going to mean that it was tax neutral at the end of the day, with the ability to hopefully get secondary benefit long term. And I think that's the deal that Kansas is trying to make right now. I hope they're able to make money out of it.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quinn Lucas. I do want to break this up, and I want to talk more specifically about the Royals and the future of the Truman Sports Complex. I want to get there in a bit. And at least the tone that I got is Frank White caused a lot of this. I mean, he flat out called him a roadblock in the negotiations. Do you think that is fair in characterizing Frank White's role in all of this, that he was a roadblock in getting a deal ultimately accomplished in Missouri?
Yes. I mean, that's accurate. And I'm not just trying to bag on him. Frankly, my transition once he got recalled was to say he goes back to being a Royals Hall of Famer and wish him well. And I still do, right? I'm a Christian. He is too. And I hope he has a good Christmas. That being said, I don't think the county executive, and everybody can tell you this, and everybody's known this, did not want a deal. Did not want to kind of do some of that work that could have helped us avoid this moment. And, look, I'll take my licks or whatever, but, at the end of the day, I remember being in some meetings way back when. I'm sitting across from Frank in one of them. We were with the teams, a whole lot of leadership, and he was being stubborn. I told everybody, Chiefs, Royals, representatives, I'll talk to Frank in a back room. We did. And he told me two things that are really interesting. The first thing he said, nothing fazes me. Have you ever been booed at home plate at Yankee Stadium? I'm like, well, I have not. And the other thing he said was, he's like, they just bullies. Let them leave. I think he was playing with, that strong position that he thought could be successful long term. Obviously, it wasn't. We had disagreements. And I think Phil Lavota describes the situation correctly.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quinn Lucas. At least the perception about Missouri is that it's difficult to get everybody on the same page. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they described the situation in Missouri, the plan, as good but complicated. Why do you think it has been so difficult to get everybody on the same page? Like, there has to be a common theme in this thing. I mean, Kansas City has just now lost the Kansas City Chiefs. St. Louis lost the St. Louis Rams. This is not the first time that St. Louis has lost an NFL team. There is a perception that it is difficult for Missouri to get all their ducks in a row. Is that true? Is that accurate?
I don't know if that's like true. I will say this, right? In different states, you have different tools. Look, Quinn Lucas's dream world, and I wasn't getting elected governor before, and y'all probably not trying to vote for me now. Although if I did run, I'd be like, look, man, I'm going to do the pro Kansas City thing. Because what I suggested to some folks way back in 23, 24, why don't we just pass star bonds? Why don't we just copy the tool exactly? Right? I mean, you don't even have to like do work on it. Take whatever the state law thing is in Kansas and just put it here. Right? For any number of different reasons. And frankly, I get it, because there are probably some of your listeners and there are some people out in the world, which is, do we need to come up with more tools to give more taxpayer money away? And I think that's where the balance and the tension is. And that's why under the Missouri tax incentive plan, you had 50% funding from state government. In Kansas, you have 70% from state government, by the way. That, and so in Kansas City and in Jackson County, it's harder because you're trying to piece together more. You're actually trying to put in more from the cities and from the counties. And so for Kansas City, Missouri, let's say, was a very different consideration than it is for, let's say, Lenexa or some of these other jurisdictions that have been mentioned in it. Because for Kansas to have the deal succeed, the state basically did it all for you. In Missouri, yeah, you are going to have to go to a city council. You are going to have to go through all these other steps to get it. I don't think it's because it's stubborn people who are all reckless and all of that. I think it's because you got different laws and you got to make sure you follow them. And that's why you saw, the Clark Hunt talking about how in Missouri you had to talk to a mayor, a county executive, a governor, all those folks. Whereas in Kansas, you talk to one entry point and it gets it done. Missouri does need to think of a state law change that I think makes it more efficient.
All right. So I guess let's just start with this then. I'll give you a different opening Royals question. I think the average Kansas City and the average Jackson County person is, we lost. What do we now need to do to keep the Kansas City Royals? You are in the middle of these negotiations. You have the ability to have these conversations without the Jackson County representation. How does Kansas City, Missouri, how does Missouri keep the Royals on this side?
Well, I think, you know, the first step that was important, you do have your state tool. You probably talked to state partners to make sure that there are other tools you can enhance on incentives. I think we're in an active negotiation, so we're not giving away the whole thing. And then you look at, you know, certain Kansas City resources. But I will give you this, and this is where, well, frankly, you know, the Kansas number, it was big. It was big. It's why I kind of changed my narrative from feeling and emotion and legacy and all of that to, you know, we got beat by a higher number, straight up, because basically everybody can do the math on what stadiums generate. And that's going to be the same largely in Missouri and the same in Kansas. The butts in the seats, all of that, that's just simple math. The question is, what can you do to build an increment around it, and what can you do with adjacent development? And that's why I think downtown is so exciting. What we need to do is continue to build up that number of how much can you potentially generate. This Starbonds tool is interesting. I mean, if the map is held valid, that you can just do a Starbond over half of Johnson County and basically, to a point, basically do a Jackson County sales tax type of tool, then you start to look at some different things with it. But, you know, I think we're building all of that. It is a math issue. That's why you have experts and consultants who do it. And in case y'all are wondering, you know, and I see the comments and all of that. This is not just like Q, Phil Avoda, and a guy from the Royals sitting in a room, you know, kind of eating pretzels and figuring out what the deal is going to be. You have experts, you have consultants, you have all of that. That has been a part of this throughout the process. You've seen that from both states. You're going to continue to see that. And I think that's how you can get a great deal done.
Q, I think when people hear this, I think they are confused by this part of it is, you know, I love a good relationship analogy. She likes you. You like her. Why are you guys not in a relationship? If you guys want the Royals in downtown Kansas City and they have communicated from day one, that is where they want to be. Why has there been so much challenges in trying to take this relationship to the next level?
I think that, you know, there are a few different things. First of all, they owe it to themselves to explore every opportunity, and the different opportunities that have presented themselves look good. I mean, of the three areas that have been talked about the most, each of them have great opportunities and great challenges, right? You're dealing with the Johnson County neighborhood issues where it seems like a whole bunch of people don't necessarily want them next to it. North Kansas City, you have unified site ownership and you haven't heard the community complaints. I think you have, respectfully, some infrastructure issues, the bridges. A whole lot of us live south of the river, frankly, in this market. And so how to get 80% of the fans back up there, I think, becomes a thing. Kansas City downtown, great site, beautiful, good collaboration. A little tight, and you hear that discussion. So each of those creates its different issue. Then you layer on, what development are you looking to do nearby? What is your tax generation? And it becomes a real thing. But that's why you keep talking, but frankly, that is why it takes time. If I could, I promise y'all, if I could write $1.5 billion check, like just straight up tomorrow, without looking at more numbers, all that sort of stuff, and say, here you go, I'd be down. But you know, we also, all of us in government, Kansas and Missouri, need to think about how are we paying for all the other stuff. And yeah, y'all may think the roads are raggedy and all of that. I got to pay cops. I got to pay firefighters. I got to make sure we're doing what the city needs. You do that balance every day. And that's why these jobs are somewhat challenging, particularly when you have a big ticket item like this.
When you were talking about getting a deal done with the Royals in 2026, is that going to require a public vote, or is there a way to get this done without a public vote?
It continues to be my view you can get a deal done in Kansas City, Missouri, uniquely of your Missouri side jurisdictions, just with legislative action. I mean that in so many words that you don't need a vote. That being said, because I have a whole set of people who have issues with that too, I don't mind the public. I think you need to have good public hearings and public bodies. I think that's right. I respect you, the people of our community. That being said, I think Kansas City can be the most efficient Missouri jurisdiction for doing something big. That's why, I'll be honest with you, that's why we inserted ourselves in the Chiefs chat. For those who don't know, which is 80% of my Facebook commenters, right, the lease is not with Kansas City, Missouri. It's with Jackson County. Kansas City is not the owner of the stadium, but I thought it was important we get in. We started talking about some cash. I think we helped bring the parties together more closely, and I think we darn near pulled a deal off. You know what? It's fine. You know, close don't matter, but that's why I think in the Royals situation, we will be able to get it done with the tools we have as the largest city in this region.
What is the future of the Truman Sports Complex? And I completely understand if there's no answer for this today. We still got 6 years to potentially figure that out. But, I mean, you've driven from St. Louis to back to Kansas City, and it is a nice welcome sign. It is a nice you are in Kansas City. And looking over there and seeing the stadiums lit up right next to each other is a really cool thing. I mean, we are not that far away from not having either one of the two teams there and it just being an open land there. Have you guys begun the conversations for what does that area, what does that part of the city look like?
You know, I'll say once again, that's a Jackson County decision as the owner of the Truman Sports Complex. But obviously, I talk to the people, and if I had enough time, I'll tell you my full plan. Jackson County should issue an RFP for the Live Nation types of spots and others for a firm that would schedule events at Arrowhead Stadium and try to build out a financial model for events that are there. Currently, we already have bids underway for, I believe, 2031 Rugby World Cup. Women's World Cup after that, right? So first you look at the survivability of Arrowhead Stadium as a venue. If it is not survivable as a venue, then you look to how you can use the existing Jackson County sales tax to help fund the demolition, the one that currently goes to the teams, but obviously won't be needed for long-term maintenance. And then after that, you do an RFP for what redevelopment looks like. But yeah, you set your timeline, and what I don't think we should do in any way is just let them become eyesores on the side of the road forever. You owe it to the community because, you know, frankly, part of the problem was as factories closed over the last 40 years, you know, the road I used to take in, Stadium Drive into the stadium, you had the old GM Leeds plant that had been closed since 1991, and it was sitting there basically just decaying for all those years. We finally tore it down 2 years ago, but it shouldn't have waited that long. You tear down the stadiums, you look for what the next step is, and you try to preserve what you can if you can't actually do the venue event sort of thing. But you look at a global firm, see if they can get it done, and if not, then you move on. But regardless, I think Kauffman Stadium, we'll see the end of it. It'll likely be taken down. I think Arrowhead, you try to see if there's some good purposes you can use, particularly in kind of that international sports, soccer, football, all that sort of space realm.
I'll get you out of here with this. I hope you fully understand how broken people are going to be if they lose both the Chiefs and the Royals. Because I think a lot of people are going to be able to salvage it as long as the Royals end up in downtown Kansas City. It's certainly not going to be ideal. It's going to be different. But a lot of people are going to be able to wrap their minds around it if that's how it ends out. If you were telling people who have that pride in Kansas City, Missouri, that they got to drive to 119th and all and to the Legends, you are going to break people in a way that I'm not sure if they're ever going to be able to recover emotionally.
I think that's right. I mean, first, let me talk about the Chiefs. I'm 41 years old. I grew up when the Chiefs were the thing to watch. So Arrowhead is just that special for me. To the extent I was crushed, it's not about like being mayor and all of that. And people ask me legacy. Hopefully, right, and I believe we've done a lot of other stuff. I am proud of the soccer stadium and the redevelopment on the river, yada, yada, yada. But nonetheless, I think that is a real change, and it's a tough one. I get it. I feel it personally. On the Royals, I think in many ways that is not just something that would be disappointed, but like a missed opportunity. 81 nights a year where even if the Royals aren't getting a great draw, let's say they have a bad night of attendance of 12,000 people. Hopefully it's not. But 12,000 more people a night coming to downtown Kansas City, particularly from where it was 20 years ago, is the sort of thing that we just need to get done. That's why, as you know, and I know because we saw them during the last election, the people that, you know, are on some of the social media saying don't give any money to them at all, that's where that fight's going to exist. Because while I certainly deal with everybody in the sports world is like, man, Q, you need to just sign the blank check and do it today. There's also the set of people who say give them nothing and all of that. I think the latter position is dumb. You want to have that sort of stimulus, even if you're giving a lot, even if you're not making any money directly off the Kansas City Royals, to get those people around, to get those people going to restaurants, that activity downtown, finally solving the downtown Kansas City thing. And I think it would make it safer because you'd have more activity. I think that's a game changer for Kansas City. That's why I'm probably working through Christmas, New Year's, all of that, to make sure we have our ducks in a row to get it done. And I will say, importantly, the governor of Missouri is a Republican. Phil LaVoat is a Democrat, but kind of more of a Jackson County one. I'm your city Democrat, right? We're going to work together across the aisle, across different institutions, to make sure we get something great done.
That was our conversation last week with the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas. We'll certainly have him on the show in 2026, hopefully when there's news about what the future looks like for the Kansas City Royals.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7, Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.